4 ATX Mobile.
I guess you're the only one out there.
Be quiet. You gone to meet your son for breakfast? That's a good thing you guys see that.
The only ways I get to see him on a regular basis.
When they grow up and get out on their own, it seems like life just gets in the way.
Kid, neither his or mine.
Starts a family, then it really goes downhill.
I do.
Find out when you get to be our age, you gotta cherish all the moments that you can get.
Roger that.
I talked to Mike and that they didn't have to evacuate. So it's about 200 yards from the house.
To Mike, he sent me a bunch of pictures and videos of what was going on around his house.
Kind of trying to move away from his house now, right?
Gifted and it's blowing it this way.
See, you guys up in North Carolina supposed to be smelling that smoke. And then you got, man, there's like 6 or 8 or 10 fires all around between North Carolina. I think you guys got at least 5 and there's some in Georgia.
And the smoke is thick up here this morning. The excursion was covered in ash when I come out.
Worried, doesn't it? Because all you need is one ember one little ember, and then it starts all over again.
Roger that. And I don't know, I didn't realize it had gotten that close up here, but it did yesterday.
4AZE.
KO4HGX.
Happy Friday, dude. KN4TFW.
Guys. What's the fire? You guys okay up there?
Moment. But it's real smoky and vehicles covered in ash this morning. As soon as the sun comes up, I'm going to try to reevaluate.
To the fire?
Find out.
I'm very close to you. I mean, I know you said something about ash on the vehicle.
You gotta love it.
Oh, I think I doubled, sorry.
Go ahead, dude.
Dude one out.
Remember what I said.
Dude one out. I didn't hear Ken.
I'm saying that major intersection there in Lyman, the lights are flashing. It's like everybody forgets what you're supposed to do.
Truth. You treat it like a four-way stop.
And our side was flashing yellow, so that's slow down and ease on, right?
That way's got the right of way. But if they're not working at all, you got four-way stop.
Like a stick shift to a lot of them, they don't know what to do.
I know, that's right. Man, I thought I never would get home yesterday. I mean, traffic was backed up so bad, it's like 10 red lights to get through, and then you get up to the next red light, and it's the same thing. Then I got down there to where the old Tadpole's fish camp was, and there was a head-on crash, had all the lanes blocked up. Then I turned onto my road and started down the road, and they're paving it, so it was down to one lane, all blocked up. It's like, man.
Time for Ken to go home yet.
I had to step away for a minute.
Didn't miss anything.
Yeah, we were waiting for you to come back.
Well, what about our area? I haven't heard anything down in here. Boy, if they're coming our way or what with these fires.
Good right now, dude.
Rain. Some rain, I think, Sunday, and then they said a widespread rain Monday.
Rain it is. It can't get here quick enough.
I know the firefighters, everybody's counting on it.
Double with you, Ken. Go ahead, dude.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was saying we need 3 or 4 inches of rain to do any good, right?
But I just saw a few minutes ago on the news they were talking about 3 or so inches over the next, I don't know, maybe next week.
Got it. enough for the fire, it, I think you need it all at one time, don't you?
That's true.
From the house here, we got a view of the mountains, and we see the choppers and stuff going back and forth.
It must have just got through there last Sunday on Highway 11, because I see now most of the time it's closed up.
A section of Highway 11 yesterday, from Highway 8 all the way back out to another road on the other side of Aunt Sue's, I believe. So, can't remember the name of it. Something.
It's closed all the way to the park.
Structures, has it hit any structures yet, or just woods?
The count of structures.
It's woods.
Son for breakfast this morning.
For 80 gigs. I am. I'm on my way.
4AZE.
Smoky smell this morning.
Been there's nothing better than smell the wood smoke in the morning, but now I guess you can't get too much of it.
Spend the rest of the day getting ready around the house in case the fire does make it that way.
It's one ridge away.
Or if they're evacuating Cedar Mountain and all that they were talking about doing a back burn is what the wife said, but I haven't been able to find anything on it. That's what I've heard, but I ain't been able to find nothing official on it.
Morning they were talking about a back burn, but I don't remember where it was.
Phone, do you, Patrick?
Don't. I wish I did, but I don't have one.
Go up and take a look around. I've got one. I hadn't used it in a while. I guess it still runs. We take it to the beach some and do some videoing with it. But we used to go up and a few years back and watch the other fires. You could go up and you could actually see them.
Got a no-fly zone around the Table Rock fire.
About just like here at the house, I can go straight up above the house and see everything.
That I don't have one. I've been trying to talk myself into getting one, but just haven't yet.
There's things where life just gets in the way.
Daughter was building her house. We did a, what do you call it, a collage, whatever. I just took pictures and pictures as it was going up, and that way we keep them for I think it was called a collage. I've got a little video. I put it on my little YouTube so some of my friends could watch it, but it's I just took it straight up over the house and did a complete 360 of Pawley's Island.
License to do all that now, dude?
You talking about drone license? Marshal or anything, I've just got the where you go on the FCC website and you pay your $5 or whatever it was for 3 years, you know. Pilot's license, you were, I forgot what it was, something about if you wanted to go commercial, you were pretty much there. Once you had a pilot's license, you had to take something else. But I never was interested in that.
License now you gotta have to fly them. I don't know exactly what it is. I've heard the other guys on here talking about it.
For us is if it's over, I forgot what it was over. I forget the number. 400 grams or something. Anything that and below, you didn't have to have a license, but above that, you had to basically like getting a CB license. You pay your $5 and you get a license, and you get an FRN number, and you have to have it on the plane or the drone.
I don't know exactly what it is. I just hear the other guys on here talking about it.
It's so easy to get one of those licenses, a liberal can do it. $5, they give you an FRN number, and you're good to go.
Different FRN number than your amateur radio license?
What? You just have to do it. I think it was every 3 years. On your drone. That now you can use the same. You can use, you know, like a, you've got a bunch of airplanes, you can use the same one for all the planes. 400 feet AGL is the limit.
You got an altimeter on it?
You can actually control it. When I got mine, it was already set. You can go in there and change it if you want to take it up higher, but I keep mine. It won't go any higher than 400 either. When it hits there, it automatically stops. Everything, mile an hour, everything you need to know, it's right there on your screen. Wires and stuff, I take the line up and drop it over the trees and all. Shooting a line over a tree, I just take the drone up and get above the tree I want and turn the line loose.
Technology. They got all these red flag warnings and this, that, and the other. They push out from the apps to this, that, and the other. They won't even load. Find out what's going on with the fire up here this morning. And can't even get the stuff to load where you're supposed to look. It does that all, about every time I go to use it. I didn't use it before the fires, but I've had it for about a week, and it's been that way all the time.
Where is Eddie? Out today and go up. I can go up 400 feet and do a look around, see if there's anything interesting. I'll send you a link to the video.
Roger that.
Zoom on the drone too. You can zoom pretty good bit. Good. I haven't used it in a year. We just usually take it to the beach, and I'll take it when the kids want to go in the ocean. I'll take it up over the and keep an eye out for sharks, you know. A little bit. If there's a shark or something around, you'll see the silhouette of it. They're 4K cameras. They're really clear.
David, KO4HK.
Hey, David, N4AZ.
Good morning, David, KO4TFW.
Yeah, buddy, sounds like a good little crowd in here this morning. Yeah, I'm on my first cup of coffee and been listening for a few minutes. Y'all go ahead and pick it back up, and I'll throw my 2 cents in from time to time. KF4NXY.
Has it exercised yet?
As a matter of fact, the day we were talking about it, it kicked in and seemed to run fine. It, a little on the noisy side, but I think it's doing everything it's supposed to do. It you know, had the green light on and all that good stuff.
By the time it kicked in, it caught me by surprise. I thought the guys were here cutting the grass. I said, they're out there cutting the grass. They just did it last week. Or, you know, not the grass, but they come and do the leaf blowing and stuff. And I thought it was them because, you know, I opened the door and I said, doggone generator was running.
I just rolled up on the ride mower and turned it off, and I said, what's that racket? You know, I wasn't too far from the air conditioner, and the air conditioner shouldn't be making that much noise, and I went around the other side of the porch, and that's what it was. The generator was doing its test. Keeps working, the power won't go out. I have found that to be the case. Anyway, y'all go ahead and pick it back up. KF4NXY.
I'm dying for a little power outage, just a little short one, nothing serious.
I'd like to see it in action.
Yes.
neighbors wouldn't have no power at all, and I'm over here waiting on it to go out so I can see if my generator works. Oh, my KF4NXY.
Margo, I'm gonna call all the neighbors. Hey, man, power's out. Y'all know that?
Say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day. I'm rolling down here to the gate. So you guys have a good one, and I'll catch you guys at least back on Monday. KN4TSW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day, and y'all talk to you again. Have a great weekend. Be safe. KO4HK.
Man, I hope you don't ever lose your job. We won't ever hear from you again.
You're trying to catch up on the fire this morning.
Yeah.
Not working this morning.
Won't see anything, how close they are to, I'm not in Easley, but I'm actually closer to the mountains than, you know, Easley's about 5 miles from me, but I'm on the other side, the mountain side, you know.
Off a slewed down road, ain't you?
I'm still further toward the mountains than Saluda Dam. I guess Saluda Dam is probably in between me and Easley. You know how far Saluda Dam is from Easley? I'm about that far again away from Saluda Dam. You're on the edge of Dacusville, if you know where that is.
Isn't there an elementary school or something up there?
Dacusville Elementary.
186 as you cut through from Cleveland over to Easley.
About right by Thomas Mill Road. I think says on 183.
So I don't go out that way very much.
That school is. It's a couple of miles or so behind the Sphinx from 183. She's in Dacusville, but she got a bunch of property with a mountain on it, and she built her house on top of it, and you can see the whole range of everything, Rutherfordton all the way back, Caesar's Head and all this guy. So she got a view of all of that, but she said she's watching all the fires at night. You can see the glow of them. I told her, I said, I may want to put an antenna up there sometime and operate remote. Oh, she didn't care. She's fine with it. I probably won't ever do it. Here too, it's not quite as high as she is, but I think we're around 1,200 feet MSL, and we've got a good view of the mountains across. Not all the way to Rutherfordton, though. We're kind of blocked out from that, but we can see the Table Rock and all that.
Patrick, either one, if the fire gets too close, I got a single wide mobile home down here that, you know, you could stay in for a little while and until, you know, things get back to normal.
I'd rather just come to your house. You got a generator.
The house is a jumbled up mess. I don't know if you ever saw the TV show something about hoarding, where they go in and clean out all the junk.
Give me something to do. Yeah, like Sanford and Son.
That's pretty much welcome to my empire, like old Fred used to say.
Where is Eddie?
And that's why I'm back over to you, Patrick.
Patrick? You see David's wife? David, you see this time I had to beg when it's the white people coming to my house.
Sanford and Son. I can't remember the guy's name, but I remember watching this show.
It's the big one, Elizabeth.
Transylvania County up here under state and local emergency. it's still a couple miles, but there ain't nothing out this morning. So I hadn't got anything released yet this morning.
Too close. I know some friends of ours are up in near that Aunt Sue's place, and they had to leave. The fire got within a couple hundred yards, and they made them leave.
We got evacuated there yesterday. I got some friends, or actually, they got evacuated 2 days ago, Wednesday. That live up that way?
Wednesday, that's right.
Get a break up that way.
Try to drown us tonight, try to burn us.
That's not far at all.
Miles, I don't know exactly how many.
About two. I measured it one time. I think we were from Table Rock itself, we were about 15 miles. We're playing with the GPS.
Woman's hoping for rain pretty soon, so if it comes, it'll help.
If they can't get it out, they can get it under control.
Back to you, Patrick.
I think they're doing some back burns up here last night and today, so maybe that's what it is.
Get another cup of coffee. I'll be back in a little bit. KF4 and XY.
Coffee shock. Here we get burned out, I guess we'll be beach bums.
All I can say is I got insurance. Hopefully they don't decide to drop everybody now for that.
I wonder how well that really works. You know, all these years you pay the premiums. If something like that ever happened, I wonder how it'll go.
No. It's nothing but legalized extortion as it is.
That link to your phone if you want the little video I took of our island down at the beach.
Watch it.
It shows you, I think it might be 45 seconds or something. I just did the YouTube channel. I did that a long time ago because I couldn't send videos. They were too big. The file was too big to send, so I did it that way, and that's when I just keep it private. Where nobody can see it unless I send them the link,
I know what you mean.
Gun videos by the phone and all that, and then all that just stopped.
It's become such high definition and so large, it's hard to send them. But I don't see what the deal is. I mean, data's data. I want to use all my data to send one video, and let me use it.
Dollar. Now I know I can send if it's 7 seconds or less, I can send it via phone, but anything more than that, I have to download it upload it to YouTube.
For that, I've tried sending some videos that I've taken to certain people, and you have to constantly just under a minute.
Most of that, I'd say 7 seconds. That's about it. Other than that, it won't send it. Leon, any of the others in here this morning? Been in late. I slept in too far. I just didn't wake up in time. I figured I missed a few. In case. A small block Chevy engine on TV.
You probably do that in their sleep.
I'm just watching them. They're doing, Power Nation is what it's called. These two cats, they dyno the engines and stuff. It's pretty neat. I've got one over here that I've got started, and I stopped on it because I'm doing other stuff. But I got the bottom end all assembled, I got the pistons, the rods, the crank, and all in it. I hadn't oil pumped it or anything or capped it up, but I was going to use it for something, but I got it all wrapped up, pickled, and waiting to get started back on it one day.
Just, sometimes it's hard to get started on a project, isn't it?
I did get gets this started. But the worst part's over with, you know, cutting all the rings and fitting them and everything, and then getting it put together. It's a time-consuming stuff.
Found that the prep part of it is the worst part about time-consuming. You know, all the cleaning and measuring and checking, and when you actually start assembling it, it goes together fairly quick.
And everything. Yeah, I got all the mics and all that, and I fit everything just perfect. I do them in my paint booth. When I put the engine together, I do it in the paint booth where it's real clean.
You a paint booth there that you build, or did you buy one?
I ordered it. It's actually a bona fide paint booth. I ordered it from Tools USA, and then you build it from there.
One the side draft, or is it
downdraft? I wasn't going to go through all the hole digging and all that for a downdraft, because I wasn't going to use it that much. You know, I spent most of my life in downdraft booths, but this one's it's a reverse flow, and it's an extended length, so I can put some, you know, I can put some big stuff in it if I need to. It's a nice booth though. It's all legal and ducted out and everything.
That sounds nice.
It's all my life, so I figured I gotta have one here in the hangar. I drive some of the neighbors nuts that got airplanes. They want me to paint them and stuff, and I won't do anything for anybody. I just do mine, you know.
I know what you mean. Same thing about working on cars. Like everybody. Somebody finds out you do that, it's like everybody, that's what they want you to do.
People that you hadn't heard from in years and years, hey, how you doing? I'm going to come by and check you out. It's heard you got a paint booth. I reckon I could borrow it. Anyway, I don't do anything. I just do only my own junk, you know.
Right now, I don't work on anybody's vehicles. But it seems like if I ever take on a project, everything comes up at one time to keep you from doing it. And then they're mad, so I just try not to do it. I've helped a few people over the last little bit, but I try to keep it to a bare minimum.
I had one. He finally talked me into doing something. And, you know, he said, look, if you just... let me bring it over. And I said, no. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Bring me a fender. And I'll do a fender and get it all primered and metal work done, get it all ready, primered. And you can pick it up and bring me another one. We'll do it that way. And I did it by the hour. He said, well, I said, okay, no hurry. I mean, if you want 6 months, I don't care how long it takes to get that fender, okay? It wasn't inside of 2 weeks. They called me, hey, man, you got that fender done yet? I said, and I just happened to jump on it because it bothered me sitting there. And I said, yeah, come on and get it. And he tried to drop a nothing off. I said, no, we're done. That 6 months didn't work out. I said, take this fender. You can pay me and you can. And I wouldn't take his other stuff.
You're the bad guy.
I don't care. Now, the deal was, I just happened to done this thing because I had time to do it. Vicky was wanting to go to the beach in a couple of weeks. I said, I'll go ahead and get this fender out of the way. And I did. And I said, you remember you told me 6 months? Well, I would just call to see how it was coming. I said, that's exactly why I didn't want to do this kind of stuff and why I'm not going to do it. I said, so we're done. And that was, I hadn't heard back from him either.
No, same here. I've had people that want me to work on their vehicles, and when I tell them no, they get mad, and I ain't talked to them in years.
One around you, I figured out how you get rid of them, too, if you want them to quit coming around.
Money.
Exactly. And it don't take much, just a little bit, because then they're not going to come around you, they're not going to pay, and you're done with them. It's worth it.
Well, dude, my son just pulled up, so I'm going to jump out of here. Good to talk to you this morning. You and Miss Vicky have an awesome day. And try to stay inside with all this smoke around. But if you need anything, you got my phone number, KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 73.
Have a good time. I'll send you that link, and you can look at it if you want to. It's In the meantime, if y'all get screwed up or anything up there and got to leave, I got room here at the house if you need to show, so don't worry about that. We'll catch you later in 4AZE.
KO4H, get clear.
Yeah, Patrick, I'll talk to you a little later. And back over to you, dude, if you're going to be around a while. KO4 and XY.
I'm going to send this link to Patrick right quick. I have to go YouTube and bring it up. And then I'll be back. I'll have it on listening. And Tom, he may want to holler at Jonathan, too, and think about that. Anyway, I'll be on the side in 4AZE.
I'll be sitting here sipping on my cup of coffee and watching the morning news. KF4NXY.
I'm back.
Yeah, I just brought up YouTube myself. KF4NXY, David.
I said Tom. I don't know why I said Tom. I meant Fred. May want to holler at Jonathan. My bad.
Yeah, take a little standby to see if he's out there.
Listen. He's still too early.
And he tries a couple other repeaters sometimes, too. I'm not sure. At the moment, I just brought it up. I've been studying up on solar power and stuff. I got me some solar panels and controllers and all this, that, and the other. And it's kind of been a little thing, the newest hobby I've gotten into.
Solar, we talked last time. That's pretty cool. I've never done any of that, but yeah, I remember you telling me about that. I guess that's a good thing to have on the side. You really covered. You got solar and a generator and everything. You are becoming a regular old power station there in 4AZE.
I kind of got everything covered. I got this big one out here, and I've got a smaller gas one. You know, I got in the shed, but need to drag it out. I was thinking, you know, next time do a field day or something, or a park's on the air, I could load up the solar panels and take them, and that way if there's, you know, totally nothing to use for power, I'd have, the solar panels and inverters. And It's not too complicated to build your own little solar generator. I bought one and then got to studying up on it, and I could have saved a whole lot of money building my own versus the one I bought.
We're ready to go, aren't you?
I should just fold the panels out and plug them into the generator, and that's all you got to do.
I hadn't done any of that stuff, but it would be interesting. I ought to have something like that just to have it I could take with me or something. I don't know how big a unit you got to have, solar panels and all, to make it worth your while. Like, you, how big are they? What you have to have?
Most of them seem to actually be about physically the same size. The 200 watt ones are a little bigger than the 100 watt ones, and a little bit more heavy. But you know, you can load it up in the back of a Suburban or pickup truck. I think you were saying something about y'all like to go to the beach a lot. That'd be, you know, a great place to set something like that up. You get tons of sunshine right there at the ocean. And it'd be good to go for playing radio while the kids played in the water.
Get on the beach and do it, couldn't you?
Yeah, I've heard of people. I've never tried it, but you know, throw a wire out in that salt water for an antenna and do pretty good.
We're on the island, so we're surrounded by water. We got the ocean on one side and marsh on the other side.
Around Hilton Head or where are you located down there?
We're at Pawleys, that place called Pawleys Island. It's south of Myrtle Beach by about 25 miles, maybe, and north of Charleston by 60 or 70.
I've seen some stuff online about I might even get a little newsletter from that area, but that's a good place to be located. We've had a little timeshare down there in North Myrtle Beach and for the last 30 some years, and they're wanting to sell it, you know, completely and just give us a little bit of money for what we invested in it. Not even though we're near going to make up for what we put in it 30 years ago, but, you know, at least won't be paying that maintenance fee anymore.
Timeshares, they can charge you what they want, maintenance and all that, and all these hidden fees, I guess, but yeah, we're near Litchfield. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's attached to us. It's the next town over, I guess you call it. And then we've got you got Merle's Inlet and then Garden City. So that's how we're sitting down there. We're down there right there at Eat City in the USA, you know.
Oh, that's real nice down there. I like the ocean. That's one great thing about South Carolina. You know, you can get to the ocean pretty quick and get to the mountains pretty quick.
15 minutes from the mountains, and it's about 4 hours to get to the beach, you know, the drive.
That's not too bad on the old bones. We had another timeshare down around Orlando, and their way to get out of it was they were going to, you know, like triple the maintenance fee, or you can give us the timeshare, and they turned it into regular apartments, but that was a 10-hour drive, and kind of getting tired of fooling with that one. So that was a blessing to get out from that one. And now we're going to be done with this one, and we're in some other little thing for vacations, and we got something set up to go up to Gatlinburg around my birthday in May. So that's what we're going to be doing. Going to Bike Week. I've got Bike Week T-shirts from the last 30 years. Myrtle Beach, usually when we were down there, it was during Bike Week, about when my birthday is in May, and usually it would be, a lot of times it'd be the week after Bike Week, and the T-shirts would be cheap, so I'd buy plenty of T-shirts.
Vicky's sister, her husband, my brother-in-law, they've got a bike, and we let them use the beach house on Bike Week, because he likes to go to that. They trailer the bike down there, and then they hop on the bike and hang out for Bike Week down there.
That's good, because it's a lot of fun, but Gotta be careful on a motorcycle down here at the ocean, because sometimes people in the cars don't see the bikes, and it makes for a bad mess right quick.
This bike, I love them. I used to when I was a teenager and all. I was about 21, and Vicky and I were on a bike. And we just narrowly, somebody ran a stop sign, and I mean, just missed us. Just a fraction of a second either direction, we'd probably be dead. And I got home and I sold it, never rode a bike again. And then, you know, I was in the body shop business, and I realized that all these wrecked cars we got, they hit cars they didn't see. And I'm thinking, just think about a bike. If they didn't see the cars they hit, they're never going to see a bike.
The size of it, I've been riding 30-something years, and I've had some close calls. And thankfully, the only time I laid one down was right here in the yard. I just ride out here in the country where practically no traffic down here. I've got a little area. I ride about 10, 15 miles every other day or so during the summer, and that kind of covers my itch to get the wind therapy.
Hit. I really did. That this car ran the stop sign. I knew we were hit, but somehow another coat of paint, I think we'd have hit.
Well, you get, you know, close call like that, it makes you, you know, really think twice about getting back out on them again. A good friend of mine from church, he used to ride a lot, and it just one day, you know, nah, ain't gonna do this no more. So, and that's, you know, sometimes it gets to that point. I know the way my health is, I'm probably gonna have to give it up in the next few years. But as long as I can still, you know, balance the thing and got decent reflexes, and like I say, I don't ever ride it into town or any place where there's heavy traffic. So I figure it's kind of like skydiving, you know, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. If, you know, if you don't do it a whole lot, more than likely that parachute's still going to work.
Mark, make sure you got a money-back guarantee in 4AZE.
When you pack your own shoe, don't trust it to nobody else. Now, that's one thing I've never done is wasn't no airborne ranger back in the day and had no desire to be KF4NXY.
Now, it's called a BRS system. It's a ballistic recovery system. It's a parachute that you, it mounts in your airplane. And I put one when I was doing aerobatics and stuff. I said I put one in the plane. That way, if you ever broke a wing or something catastrophic happened, you know, you could pull the engine and pop the chute. But it let the airplane and all. I never used it, but it was a kind of like a security there. So when you did aerobatics, you didn't have to be scared of breaking something, you know.
For those systems, that's a good idea to have them.
For you, it'll pretty much destroy the airplane, you know, but all the structural damage it'll do to it, but it'll save your life. But I watched the videos and all on it. I let the airplane come down, so, you know, I said, I got to have one of those. They were expensive, and they added, to your useful load, but it was still worth having. Just for security.
You know, if my nephew's got something like that on his plane or not, but I love to fly. It's just back when I was young, I didn't have the money to pursue getting a license. I went and, you know, took the first license class because it was pretty much free, you know. Just took me, you know, we went up in the air and circled around Columbia, and he said, okay, let's head back to the airport. And I said, okay, which way? Because I didn't have a clue where we were in relation to the airport.
Anybody there wanted to get a license, they'd ask me how to do it. And I said, if you're going to do the written part, get that out of the way. That doesn't cost you anything. You know, you get you some books and stuff, and you study and get the written part out of the way, because that's the part that's that's hardest on everybody. Most of them, they'll start out with the flying, and that's the fun part. Then when it comes to the written part, they don't want to take the time to do it, and so they never get a license. But if you get the written out of the way before you ever get in an airplane, then you do the fun part from there on, and you'll more than likely finish. So, you know, over time, you can do it over time. You log, and you never lose it. You know, if you want to stop for a few months, you can still go back, and once you, I think it was 40 hours minimum, you know, typically somewhere in there, 40, 42, most people would take the flight test. But, you know, the written was the part that threw everybody. If they could get through that, then the fun part from there in 4A's Eddie.
Check into that. I might check into that up. May as well. Can't dance.
And all the stuff, that's, to me, that's the hardest part of it, really. You do all, there's a lot of math involved. You use slide rules, stuff like that, and E6B computer, which is a, in a circle connected, you know, and you have to learn how to use that, which is, that's kind of fun, really. And you learn navigation and meteorology. You learn, you know, the basics on stuff so you can recognize weather and things. But all that's in the written. And once you get all that done and you know all that, the flying part is easy. And it doesn't cost you anything, really, to do the written.
There are an online web source for that kind of stuff.
When I did it, they didn't have any of that stuff. You had to, it was all... you had to go and FCC and or FAA and do it. You might can do it online now. I don't know.
We'll check out the big FAA and probably, you know, can find what I need to going down that road a little bit.
So it's been 40 years. I don't remember how many questions were on the test. I know there's segments of stuff, you know, that of testing in there. It's it takes a while. When I did it, you were in there a while doing the test. I want to think maybe 50 questions. I don't remember, but it touched on everything. You know, you had to do a weight and balance, and you had to do a lot of things, I guess, that you, kind of like ham radio was, you know, we used to make you draw up a little schizo for like a little oscillator, but I don't think you have to do all that now, from what I've heard.
I'll check it out and see, you know, what all, you know, what's entailed with it, and if it's something I still got the mental capacity to do.
But it's just, yeah, you just have to want to. But yeah, you'd be able to get in there and do it. It just takes a little time, and you study, and you don't want to do it. Surely they don't let you do it the same way they do these amateur license. I think you can do that online too. You memorize the answers or something. But I wouldn't suggest flying an airplane by memorizing answers. Something like that, you really need to know.
Definitely. I would not want to get in an airplane and go down the runway and get up in the air and not know what every single little gate in front of me was for, and understand every little bit of it.
Everything's changed, even in aviation. You know, we were analog everything, and now everything's gone to glass. You know, I haven't done it in 10 years or so. To get back current, I'd have to go take some ground stuff, I know, and learn up on all the new regulations, rules, and even probably airspace has probably changed too, but along with, you know, taking the flight test, which you have to do that every, depends on what you're going for, but I think a private is every 24 calendar months you do a flight exam. And what they ought to do with automobiles, too, is make people take a driving test every so often.
That, I tell you, it's scary getting out on the road anymore.
No problem doing that. I mean, if you always want to do it, I just go for it, do the written part, and then once you do that, man, the flying's the fun part of it. You know, and that's where the money comes in, too. You know, you rent a plane, I think. I guess it's still the same. It was 40 hours minimum requirements before you could get signed off to get with an FAA and take your flight exam. But I think it was you had to have 15 hours dual with an instructor, and the rest of it would be solo time. I don't know.
I'll check out FAA and see what the requirements are these days. KF4 and XY.
Now you might go online. You might do the books online. You know, you might could study online. I don't know if they do that or not. I would think so, though, like they do anything else. You could get on there and instead of buying books, maybe find a site where you can do all your studying, you know.
There's not a lot of stuff that they actually send out paper copies of it much anymore. Anyway, I see some sunshine coming through out there through the window, so I'm going to go hit the shower and get ready to start the day. You have a good one. I've enjoyed it, and I'll catch you a little later, dude. KF4 and XY, be clear on your final.
And we'll catch you next time. 73's in 4AZE.